Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Over the past 18 years, our next guest worked with about 50 undergraduates to explore what he describes as one of the most fundamental chemical conundrums: how life emerged from a mixture of organic molecules in a lifeless environment. That research resulted in a patent being awarded, a company being formed, and recently a 2024 South Carolina Governor's Award for Excellence in Scientific Research. Greg Springsteen is a professor of chemistry at Furman University, where he joins us from now by phone in Greenville. Greg, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Congratulations on this award.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
The last time we had you on, you had won an award from InnoVision. Is this just going to be a thing now from now on, this research being awarded?
I don't think so, but I really do appreciate both awards, the InnoVision Award for some of the intellectual property efforts we've done, and also this Governor's Award for Science for the work at Furman University, the research with undergraduates here.
Now, tell us a little bit more about this research. And keep in mind, this is radio, theater of the mind. So help us out with a good description of what this research has been, what it has accomplished, and where we are now.
Absolutely. So, you know, as you mentioned, I've been a chemistry professor at Furman University for almost two decades now. Over that time, I've worked with college students here at Furman to study how food, the food we eat, gets broken down and built back up into what we need to heal, grow, and carry out all the other functions of life. And so broadly, this process is called a metabolism. And across life, from the simplest bacteria up to us, it all works in a remarkably similar way. And so my students and I were using the tools of chemistry to look at individual reactions and pathways in life in an attempt to understand how the earliest metabolisms may have worked in the most ancient forms of life. The value of this is it could potentially help us understand how life works today better, and also what the history of life was leading up to modern biology. One of the pathways of life that we dug into is called the Krebs cycle. This is a metabolic pathway many of your listeners may have learned about in a high school biology class. And we took this pathway and we learned how to break it down and build it back up into a way where we can synthesize on demand all the chemical intermediates of the cycle. And other scientists can use these intermediates as tools to see specifically how a cell's metabolism is working. So we're doing this from two sides, right? From one side, we're really trying to understand the chemical underpinnings of life, really how it works. But we're taking a different route also and looking at, okay, when we understand some of those underpinnings, can we find tools there that we can use as tools in science, as tools to understand biology better? So, you know, a lot of what we've been doing is building these tools, and they're not a cure for cancer, but they do allow us to build some important tools for understanding metabolism better.
I think most of our listeners would be familiar with our three major research universities here in the state. Furman is not one of those. And most of these research universities, MUSC, Clemson, USC, they do a lot of the research, most of it with graduate students, and you are doing this with undergraduate students. How is the work different, this research work conducted differently with undergraduates versus the graduate students?
So it's not a research one university, but the students at this level can do a fantastic job at understanding the fundamental concepts in science behind metabolism, life, and then doing the research in the lab to make new discoveries. So our pace may be a little slower at Furman University than a research one university, but that doesn't mean we can't ask big questions, right? We can ask fundamental questions of how does life work? I find it very exciting to work with undergraduate students, right? They bring in concepts that young students can, right? When they're first starting out in science, all these ideas, and they have fantastic questions, and very quickly they generate the hands to do the research work that enables us to find some of these answers.
Well, Greg, what's next for your program? What are you working on now?
One of the biggest for me personally is where do we look for life out in the universe? And this work continues to be funded by Furman University, as well as NASA through their astrobiology program, and the National Science Foundation through their Centers for Chemical Innovation. And so by the end of my career, I'd like to have some good answers to that question.
Well, Greg, once again, congratulations on this most recent award, and thank you for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Greg Springsteen is a professor of chemistry at Furman University and the recent recipient of the 2024 South Carolina Governor's Award for Excellence in Scientific Research at an undergraduate institution. And we will have a link to his page at Furman posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.